outside of that school if you don't want it to be a student.
So, I declare the meeting open.
I second that.
Been seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're open. The meeting is being recorded. We acknowledge the appeal withdrawal, close the appeal. Anybody have anything?
Did you all hear that Eric Waring sent an email withdrawing his appeal?
Yep, I did.
So we just have to acknowledge the withdrawal and motion vote to close the appeal.
Well, I'm gonna voice my opinion. I think that given the fact that people's time was affected, we held a meeting, we took information, we sent the inspection team out to the property. Mm-hmm. I think we're due some sort of explanation as to why he reversed himself. But
he did say in his, well, before he withdrew his appeal, he emailed me and asked for the recording of the meeting and said that he hadn't had time to look through all the information that was provided to him at the meeting. So I told him, I said, well, you have until we reconvene to look at it.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know, a week or two later, I got the withdrawal of the appeal. So maybe he was satisfied with what the listers had done when he...
Well, it sounded like the lister or the listers had tried to kind of bend over backwards to negotiate this before it came before the board. So, okay. All right.
We had, when we were doing the inspection, Tracy and Mike and I had a discussion about having Eric as the appellant and his wife on the listers at the same time. We decided, we thought this was a conflict of interest, but we went up to look at the property anyway. We had held the meeting right here at the town hall. And we had this discussion before going up there. But we did go up and do the inspection. And we did kind of find...
I think we all would agree with that. I think the appellant also agreed with that.
Yeah.
I think Marla felt like she had to help the listers because everyone was so new to the process.
Yeah. Well, that's why my mind was totally blown. I didn't know any about that, of course.
Yeah.
One could point out that I should have been at town meeting to see what transpired. So I'm like, wait.
There she is.
Hi, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's all
right. Right here?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Can you squeeze in?
Why is it nice out? Love this weather.
Mm-hmm.
What's that heat breaks? Romola gave me one of her bags.
Oh.
Romola Acaso?
Yes.
Oh.
Dad handed me
many
years worth of farm jeans to get rid of, and I took them up to her, and she found, tracked me down and gave me a bag. Isn't it awesome?
Look at the other side.
I know.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
I know. You know, my husband admired it for a ridiculous amount of time. It's kind of cute.
Oh.
She's a sweetie.
I was just reiterating the fact that we had the discussion before the inspection.
We're already open and recording.
So, okay. Yeah. And it's already on the recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got the part about the bag in there, too. So
it's all right.
Little promotion of somebody doing work in the town. Do you want all the paperwork back?
Tim's already going to give me his, and I have my own. So.
Okay. But we don't need to keep it for any reason. You've got records. Okay. All right.
So there was action taken in the inspection. So should we maybe file that under the
But
file?
You didn't get to the point of doing up the inspection report.
That's true.
I did. I drafted one.
Oh, you did?
But mm-hmm. I had sent it to Mike and Karen to look at and mm-hmm. make comments, and that same day, I think maybe it was even the next day,
yeah,
you got your email. So I figured they just wouldn't
even look at it. Yeah, I didn't reply because of that. Yeah. So okay. I did look at it.
And all right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, since there wasn't any official documentation, that's fine.
Right. I just tried to address all the points that were.
You did a good job, though, addressing it.
She did.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Okay. So I entertain a motion to close the appeal.
Second.
And I didn't hear the motion.
Oh.
Did anybody? I'll make the motion.
I move that we close the appeal.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay.
Thank you and please. Please and thank you.
Now we're going to examine the checklist for challenges.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've all done this before, but we just go through the list of the checklist of voters and mark anyone that you think has moved out of town or has any reason that we should be removing them from the checklist, and then I can send them a challenge letter.
Mm-hmm. Should there be any discussion, like if we think someone has?
Yeah, we can discuss.
Okay. What about Aaron Bergeron?
You don't think he lives in Kirby?
Lives in Waterford. He has a house in Waterford. Oh, not Aaron. That was Eric. So he's not on there.
Okay.
Aaron's still.
As far as I
yeah.
know, I think Aaron is in Kirby.
Yeah.
But I marked Katie Austin.
I was thinking Eric.
I don't believe Katie Austin is in Kirby anymore.
Right here. Okay. Well, I'm feeling bad. I don't know a lot of these people. Well, Alex and Tanya Brown live right here. I met them over Christmas. I don't believe Joe Buick lives here anymore because that's no. That's a no.
Who's that?
Joe Buick. He used to live on the trailer on the corner there. And those two ladies have moved in there. He has not been there since Barb Papa passed and before. Trisha and Heath just moved up the mountain to where Steve Gabrault was, right? I think they
did.
Yeah.
I'm not Lillian Burrington. Does anyone know if she's actually in town?
I don't know. I don't know that person.
I don't know me there.
What's her? Yeah. Okay.
I actually had Diane Chamberlain ask me to remove Jessica because she's unable to come vote, but I can't do that unless
she's still a resident.
Her own letter.
Oh wow.
Or until there's like a death certificate.
No idea.
Yeah, I know.
No idea.
Does Cam Daly? I thought he and his family moved to South Carolina. That one.
I do not know the Dalys. I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure that Cam doesn't live around here anymore. I think I know his dad, and he has two sons. One of them, and I'm pretty sure Cam moved with his wife to South Carolina, so that one perhaps could be challenged.
Okay.
Who's that?
Cam Daly.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone know if Mira Davis might be Myra? I think that might be Val and Donna Davis's, one of their children, maybe?
Oh.
So that one could maybe be challenged.
Wow. Do the DeLorms still live here?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Frank. They're home right now. They're not home a lot, but
okay.
They're home right now.
I haven't seen Francesca in a long time.
They have a tiny home in Florida that they...
I see. I'm sorry to hear that. You couldn't pay me to live in Florida.
Actually lived in Kirby because that's Flowers' child. But I think it's kept as like a home base or something.
What's the name?
Rain Dove Dulevsky.
Oh, Rain Dove, the, yeah, Dulevsky. Rain Dove.
Rain Dove.
No idea.
I'm pretty sure I've sent a challenge letter and gotten a response.
Okay.
I don't think Joshua Early is in town anymore. I think Deandra still is, but I don't think he is.
Oh.
Joshua who?
Early.
Early.
I have a feeling you have more knowledge than we do here. Unless it's just happenstance.
Your direction up on where we had all the trouble with the Airbnb.
Oh, Gorham Drive.
Yeah. Stanley.
Bartlett.
Yes.
So he does still own the home there, and I would say that's still his residence, but he's been in and out of the hospital a lot. I don't know that he's there much, but I think that is still his primary residence.
Hmm. Same barber shop there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about this Wanda Grant person.
I've never heard of
her. No, I know
her. I bump into her every time we go walking, it seems like.
If you ever want to find Wanda, just come down to Pizza Man's ice cream on Sunday. 3 o'clock.
I like
just as regular as
on the roads here. Yeah. Boy, they overserve there.
Oh, there they are. And she doesn't know it yet, so I gotta wait until I see her next so I can spring it on her.
Oh, that's always nice to see her when we're out walking. How do you address that, Aaron? Do you just have to send it to like last known address or yeah?
Oh, gotcha.
You may revolt in
So all these people are registered voters?
Cole Hunter has moved out.
Cole Hunter.
The old Maxwell place?
Yeah, just about four John.
I think he had something to do with the owner of Libby's Meat Market or something.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mary Keene was his ex-wife, and she has moved out of town.
Okay.
I think it was Margaret and Thomas Leslie that just sold their house, wasn't it, Keith?
Yeah. Tom just moved a little bit.
What was that name? The Leslie's.
Both there. Of them.
Margaret and Thomas.
Oh, okay.
They're both gone.
Okay. Is Teresa still with us?
No. She should be removed.
Do the McNaughtons still own that property up on the...
No.
They don't live here anymore, do they?
McNaughtons moved to Canada, and when you move out of country, you can keep your last U.S. address, so they can stay on our checklist.
Okay.
They live in Canada, but they can still can vote here, is what you're saying?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Really. We can do that.
Unless they request to be taken off the voter checklist.
Yeah.
But as long as they,
because they have dual
don't
citizenship,
don't buy another house in the United States, they can vote in Kirby.
Wow.
Even though they reside in a different
country.
Wow.
Wow.
Unless they have dual citizenship or something, that might.
Felicia Minchell has two voter IDs. I noticed that a while ago, but I need to figure out how to get rid of one of them.
Oh.
Felicia Minchell, you said?
Yeah.
She's on there twice.
I don't know how she ended up with two. We still won't let her vote twice, don't worry.
John Morris.
One is his son.
John.
I don't know, but I don't think Grady lives here anymore.
With Grady Amy. Nixon?
Yeah.
I think he does. I think
he's living here? Them. Oh, I did not realize that. I just saw Amy.
To look into Billy Jack Alcott because I'm thinking if it's who I think it is, he may have resided at that place on Burroughs Road that just sold. I'm not positive it's the right person.
I didn't know Abby Pollander lived in Kirby.
She rents. She worked at the hospital.
Yeah, she's the chaplain there.
From Hillary and Tom DeCarlo.
Oh, right in that little mother-in-law thing. That's cool. I don't think Chrissy Posatek. Does she? She and her husband got a divorce. I think she moved somewhere else a long time ago, because the girls went to school down at Holderness, and I think she moved down that way.
Christine poses that?
Yeah, no? She used to be Bill Whitaker's wife, and they lived up on Lynn Hill Road in Mud Hollow.
Bill Whitaker is still in town.
I think he does, yes. But I don't, I think Christine, I think she, they're divorced and he moved, she moved away.
Bill Whitaker, Andrew and Jasmine.
Jasmine's the daughter. I wonder if...
Anyway. What? Stanley's not on here anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think she's
maybe
still in town. Ian Pinkava? Right here.
Linda Romero was in town either.
Romero? Okay.
I'll check. She was renting off Mike Mitchell, but I'm not sure if she's still there.
Oh, Walker Storrs passed away. And didn't they sell their house? I don't know if Lucy's still here either.
I don't know them. I'm not sure.
They, so just around that corner, I think they ended up selling their home. So I don't think Lucy lives here anymore.
Is that who sold to Cody Jackman?
Yes. The fish and wildlife person?
Yep.
That's Cody Jackman?
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. He was good friends with my son. Oh, yes. I don't know who that
is.
I don't either.
He's on our checklist.
Does he vote? Yeah, if he's on the list, then I can add him.
I've never seen or heard of him before, but he did try to join the Kirby community page. I'm like, doesn't look familiar. I think he's a scammer, but if he's on our checklist, he's probably not a scammer.
I was going to ask you about that because I don't recognize him at all. So.
I saw it, but it was like late at night, and I was like, I'm not letting him in.
I think you and I had both of the same reaction. Oh, but Cody's not registered to vote. Well, that's their prerogative, right? Yeah, that's not what we're checking, right? But that was their house, so I'm guessing Lucinda is not here anymore. I think the family moved because of his health problems.
Live with Dan and Tara? Anybody know that?
What's that?
Dan Smith, Kara Smith, she's the Kara Coon down the corner of Burrington Bridge. Their kids are all fairly grown.
Yeah, I don't believe he does live there.
But the
I
could boy be, does live there?
I don't think he does live there, no.
I think one or two of the girls might, but I don't think Kayla did.
Did Pam Tanick move to Kirby?
The Swineharts moved out of town.
Okay.
Boy, there's more than I thought there was on there. I'm going
to be busy. Very helpful. I mean, I recognize names, but I don't know it.
Well, you're kind of in your own little private drive there on Shirley Lane.
Yeah.
Two James Woods in here.
I think it's father and son.
Is it?
Is there a
James H. Wood? And then James
A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Armin Young still with him? Do you know? Does he live
Junior? Boy? Armin Young Junior?
That's I think he was straight at the end of Mud Hollow, right?
Yeah.
I know.
But that's Junior, Armin Junior. I don't know.
Armin Senior died a long
yeah.
time ago.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Armin Junior still be out there.
Called Baker, he's wrong name.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, Baker. Yeah, he'd be a good person to have questioned about some of this
right.
stuff.
Right.
People.
Yep.
He
could lay stone
before he got a beer, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He got a beer before for today.
Well, I feel like we were moderately helpful.
Yeah, I think I've got about 25-ish to send challenge letters to. Two that I can take off for Dutch bits.
And I know I noticed a few people I need to pester to come register to vote.
Rodney Wood still kicking?
Who?
Rodney Wood.
Oh, yeah. Rodney doing our.
You guys haven't been submitted to him coming in, telling you how long and how much he contributed to the town, have you? He was the bane of my existence when I was on the board.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? After everything was said and done, he just wanted to have the selectmen come up to his house so he could tell all the neighbors that the selectmen came down to listen to his problems.
Now he just stops at my house.
Keys would, he'd string a line across to move his cows from one field to the other. Rains come down in the family van and hit the rope because he left it across the road. And then they'd call the state cops, and the cops would go up and see Rodney. And Rodney would come in and bitch to us about the fact that the Rainey's. So that's why I asked the question.
So, well, yeah, I feel like we've been mildly helpful, but I don't know everybody on this list.
No,
so
I don't either.
I'm sorry to say. Guess it's time for a fall potluck.
I don't know everyone on the list, but I knew most of them.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
What did you say, 341?
I had 341 over Chuck.
I had her name. I said, where does he live? She'd tell me.
Right.
I'd go, oh, okay.
Now we're down to about 315 voters.
Well, two more down, two more in. So. But that is amazing that you can move out of the country and still be on the checklist.
Yeah, I don't forever. Understand. I don't understand that.
Forever.
So they have a residence in they have a residence in Canada though, right?
Where they live in Montreal. Jesus.
Yeah. I remember when he bought that place he had big visions for it. He was gonna make a business retreat there up at the house and
so I can move to New York, Massachusetts, whatever.
No.
Not,
no,
out of the country.
Out of the country. If you register in another state, they're supposed to send me a letter saying to take you off my checklist because you've moved out of state. Where if it's just another town in Vermont, I get a transfer notice, and they can just transfer you to their town.
If we're set with this, do we need to adjourn this part of the meeting?
I think
we're good. Nope. I'll second that.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody. Mm-hmm.